Dear Muhammad Ali Topor, thank you for having us in your studio. It was lovely to remember Lala Rukh and other mutual inspirations. What was most refreshing was the insightful discussion on art and creativity. I have been thinking about the word Dhyan, as you used it to describe what you do while making art. There are various expressions in English for the word, observation, attention, or devotion, maybe. You said painting is not a meditative act for you. If not meditation, then perhaps mindfulness. But what's the difference between the two? In the South Asian cultural context, meditation typically involves remembrance and concentration. It focuses on the purification of mind and soul that further promises some reward, jhana, moksha, or nirvana, paradise, eternal salvation, and enlightenment. It entails disciplined practice and leaves no room for negotiating the ultimate truth. Rather, it facilitates finding one. Mindfulness, on the other hand, is about being aware of oneself and surroundings, and being sensible and considerate about little things. This awareness supports the idea that there is some fundamental reality that needs probing. In this way, mindfulness is a cognitive skill, a technique employed for meditation. It is also a state that can be developed through meditation. One meditates to become mindful, or one is mindful, so one meditates, i.e., what comes first, depends on which stage of the journey one is at. Understandably, meditation must reinforce tranquility. What you experience is tension. There is always an ongoing negotiation between you and the work, turning the little creative interventions into small battles that you fight repeatedly in each new work. The paper and canvas become the battlefield where the calculated, precise, and decisive surgical strike takes place, leaving marks that only you can decipher fully. In this process, you become the frontline soldier who clears the ground for the followers, onlookers in this case, for whom it is a meditative ritual. Your works give you freedom from the constraints of past and future, present and absent, or material and immaterial. They are devoid of any relatable form or color, engulfing the viewer in the vastness of possibilities. Such abstractions essentially serve as the point of initiation of all quests. Emptying the mind is the first step. This hollowness ignites an immediate impulse to fill the void. Filling the gaping white abyss of your surfaces is what you do. The repetitive lines, trivial marks, obscure signs, and unclear dialogue manifest the absolute reality. Borrowing Foucault's archaeological analysis and his expression, it may not be a pipe, but it's less not a pipe than a lawnmower or an airplane. It's a gestalt, to which the sane response, that is, the one we would all agree on, is that it is not a pipe, but it sure reminds us of one. Bono, May 2025.